This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Following talks with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday he heard concern about the current state of affairs in the region from both sides. He also said he heard concrete ideas from both sides that, if pursued, could help defuse the current situation. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Blinken arrived in the region Sunday amidst one of the deadliest periods of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians in years. Speaking Tuesday from the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, Blinken said he's asked senior members of his team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how to implement plans to end tensions. He said in the long term, however, the U.S. sees only one solution to the situation.
The only way to achieve that goal is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states for two peoples.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland for its weeks-long quest to obtain Western fighter jets. That ambition follows pledges by some larger nations last week to send Kyiv sophisticated modern tanks to help it beat back Russia's invasion force after almost a year of fighting. Estonia's foreign minister urged all Western community countries to speed up military help for Kyiv, including fighter jets. Police in Paris used tear gas against protesters opposed to pension reform on Tuesday as crowds marched in cities across France. Demonstrations opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make people work longer before retirement took place in major cities, with pressure in the streets intensifying against a government that says it will stand its ground. Opinion polls show a substantial majority of the French oppose increasing the retirement age to 64. This is VOA News. 2 years after Myanmar's February 1st, 2021 military coup, which unseated Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government, it has left a trail of upended lives in its wake.
And what I consider to be the second anniversary of the failure of we as an international community to effectively address this crisis.
Tom Andrews, UN specialist on the situation of human rights in Myanmar, a U.S.-based conflict monitoring group, says about 19,000 people died last year as a crackdown on protests led many to take up arms against the military. Human rights monitoring groups say Myanmar's military is increasingly turned to airstrikes with deadly results to try to crush stiff arm resistance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
According to the organization Myanmar Witness and other experts, the military is heavily reliant on fighter jets and helicopter gunships supplied by its allies Russia and China. The underground National Unity Government says 460 civilians, mostly children, have lost their lives in airstrikes. The opponents of military rule have virtually no access to sophisticated weapons to combat air attacks. They have called for an embargo on the sale of aviation food to Myanmar, in addition to existing Western sanctions. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The New York State Attorney General's office on Tuesday released a video showing former U.S. President Donald Trump invoking his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination when asked about his family's business practices during a civil investigation last summer. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
I declined to answer the question. Same answer. Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool, an absolute fool.
Over and over, Trump declined to answer questions before New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who was leading a civil investigation into the Trump Organization. James says her probe has uncovered significant evidence that the Trump Organization gave banks and tax authorities misleading financial information. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and, in the deposition, sought to portray James's investigation as part of a long-standing vendetta against him.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. A district attorney in southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico has filed involuntary manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the Western movie Rust. Santa Fe's district attorney announced her office filed the charges Tuesday. Helena Hutchins died shortly after being wounded during rehearsals at a ranch on the outskirts of Santa Fe in October 2021. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.